Hello, and welcome to the Monco on the Move podcast. I'm Jared Brown, Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Monco's Pottstown campus. I'm very excited for today's podcast because I will be speaking to two outstanding students, Stephen and Ishmael, mass media film production majors here at the college, who were assigned to take photos of President Biden for the Mont Gazette, our campus newspaper, during the president's campaign stop here at our very own Bluebell campus in January. I'm going to ask our students about their experience, what was their challenge. Was this an interesting moment, which I'm sure they'll say it was, and learn a little bit about them and their journey as mass media film production majors and what's next for them. So without further ado, I'm going to ask each of them to introduce themselves, and then I'm going to get into some questions. So who wants to go first?
My name is Stephen. I went to I'm from Collegeville, and I went to Springford High School.
Great. And?
My name is Ishmael. I'm from Philadelphia, and I went to Roxborough High School.
Very nice. So, tell us a little bit more. How did you find Montgomery County Community College? What piqued your interest of the college? And what semester are you in? So I know that's many questions at once, but you all can handle it. All right?
The school, Springford advertised it a lot,
okay,
and I know
great.
It's like, it's really affordable, so that's why I decided to go here to get all like the basic classes out of the way.
Yeah.
And when I visited here, I learned that they had a great film program.
Yeah.
And that's why I decided to start here, mm-hmm. the cheaper option, and then it also gave me a lot of opportunities. I'm in media production, and
great.
This is my last semester here.
It's great. So will you earn your associates from us?
Yes, I'll earn the associates here and then transfer.
Well, fun fact, are you ready for this? Students who complete their associates at a community college are more likely to finish their bachelor's. So very smart. Okay, now you.
All right.
What's going on with you?
So I was basically – so I applied to two schools. So
okay.
I applied to Delaware State and Monco because I was coming out of the military. Because
okay.
before that – I was supposed to go to Lincoln University, but they didn't accept me at the time. So I said, let me go to second option. So I'm going to just go to community college. But I knew I wasn't going to stay in Upper Darby area for a lot longer. So
right.
I just chose to come up here. And I heard nothing but good things about Monco and everything. And then with Monco, it's only like 25 minutes compared to where I used to stay.
Yeah.
And yeah. Just,
so the affordability, the closeness, and thank you for serving, by the way. Thank you for serving. And we love our veteran students here. So I'm glad that you both see the power of what Monco can do for you. So besides your majors, what are you learning here? What are some of the key things through your program that you're finding has sparked your interest in this idea of film?
Well, you want to go? Or I can start.
I mean,
no, I can go this.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's so what I'm learning from the MSP program is like, I never really was big into video first because I was always more so photography based.
Okay.
So I just wanted to give it a try because I had my mother always say, mm-hmm. you should try everything in the media realm. So I just wanted to get video.
Yeah, your mom's smart.
Yeah, I wanted to get into the video production process of the media realm. And
right.
ever since now, I learned things about lighting. I learned things about different type of lenses.
Good.
And I learned about different type of cameras that I never used before because I'm a big-time Sony shooter. But
nice.
I learned how to use more so with older Canons because I only use some newer Canon cameras.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, here's a tip. Just make me look good. All right. So that's just that's what you got to do. All right. And what about you? What are you learning?
I mean, I have always worked with cameras, but when I started here, it was a lot of learning, like working with a team of people.
Yeah.
Everyone had their own role.
Yeah.
And everyone depended on you to do certain things. And then I also like learned how to like write a script, which I had no idea the details of that. And also how to learn like all to use the different equipment, like the lights. And the big thing was learning with to work with different people and building connections from mm-hmm. different parts of the program.
That is so awesome. Yeah. And I think it goes back to what you said, Ishmael. You know, the production and the media side is expansive. I mean, there's so many different realms you can go into, but I think it's smart to dabble a little bit. You know, even though you love photography or you love videography, learning the ins and outs of the script making and the lighting and the sound and the production, I mean, that's only going to benefit you. And I have no doubt wherever you leave, when you leave us and wherever you go, you're probably going to be a little bit more advanced than your peers. I have no doubt. So now that we got that out of the way, I really need to talk about how were you all selected to take pictures of the president when he was here at Bluebell. Tell us about how that came to be, and then we'll dig a little deeper into the preparation aspect of it. So where did this little note come from that you would be asked, that you were asked to do this?
Oh, because the way I was informed, mm-hmm. Professor Aronson.
Okay.
It was because we was on winter break and everything.
Right.
And it was like the day prior, Professor Aronson had reached out to me and said, mm-hmm. "Hey, Ishmael, I know you take photography and everything. Do you want to take pictures for the president?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. Why not?" I was like, "But he said you have to be there by tomorrow."
Aren't you glad you read your email? See, students need to check their email, so that is a good thing. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you got an email and basically, okay, be here tomorrow.
Yeah,
was your experience okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what about you?
I actually, I got a text. I probably like a couple days before.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really last notice, so I just like requested off work and everything, and I was like,
smart.
I'm sorry, boss, but I'm taking pictures.
Yeah.
I'm taking pictures
of
the president.
This is sort of a priority. Yeah. This might help my portfolio a little bit, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to do without me. I'm taking photos of the president. And then So basically Mr. Aronson, he texted me and asked if I was interested.
Great. So I think that experience is probably going to be similar to the experiences you will have as a profession. You will probably have last-minute production requests, last-minute, you know, hey, in 5 minutes we need to record or whatever. So that was actually a cool experience, and now you can talk about it. So walk us through how you prepared for such an event. Like, what were you thinking? What were you, you know, maybe practicing or preparing? Like, I have no idea what I would do. So walk us through how you prepared and what you thought about as you were in this space and you were both taking photos of the president.
So for me, the way I prepare myself was make sure I have the right lens.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was make sure I had the right lenses, make sure I have my SD cards. But I feel as though I was a little unprepared because the zoom lens I do have, it didn't reach as far as I needed. Because we had to go all the way to the top
wow.
to shoot the photos and everything. And it was like I had a 24 to 70 millimeter, and I feel like I needed at least a 35 to 150 millimeter lens to get really close. And I was like, ah.
So that's a teachable moment. Yeah. Bring it with you,
yeah.
right? So were you all in the new theater? Is that where you were?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. And what did you do to prepare?
I had two cameras with me because I was in the process of getting rid of one, and I decided to just bring them both with me. One of them had the longer lens.
See?
And
talk
then,
to your friend. Talk to your friend over it.
One of them had the longer lens. One of them had the shorter lens.
Yeah.
So I was really glad I did bring the other one with me because I was able to get those close shots because we were stuck at the balcony in the theater, and I pretty much made sure like all the batteries were charged, SD cards were good
right.
the night before.
Yeah, preparation is key, y'all. Preparation
is key. Had to work as a team on that one.
Right?
Make sure it's perfect.
I'm sure. That's great. I can imagine that there was some emotion and feeling from being in this space with the president of the United States, the current president, right? And being at your campus and you were in this space. What were the feelings you were having at that moment when you were trying to capture the scene of the president's visit?
I look at it like when I was in the military.
Okay.
When a four-star general come around, it's kind of like nerve-wracking because mm-hmm. you really can't get too close to this person.
Right.
And it's so many people surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, even when it came down to taking pictures, it was still even hard because we had to get around so many other photographers, so many other video production people. So it's it was a little nerve wracking in there just because of that.
How were you feeling?
I mean, I was really excited about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was kind of nerve wracking because I had to make sure I got the perfect photo.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I was just really excited. I was like, oh wow, I'm here. The president's here. This is really cool. And this is probably like once in a lifetime opportunity.
I would say it might happen again, but you got to seize the moment. Right? I mean,
these photos might give us opportunities to do it again.
I have no doubt. I mean, and to just imagine Monco open the door for you both to experience that and put your talent, the tools, and what you've learned thus far into application, actually apply what you've learned and to use your own creativity and your own thought. Very exciting.
And I think the more challenging part was just honestly just getting in there.
I'm sure.
That was the most challenging part. Just because
had to confirm who you were and your clearances and then everything.
Because we had to line up by the theater, but then they kept saying, no, you got to wait for these people down here. Then they were telling us to come right back up to the theater.
Well, at least they didn't send you down to the... you know, the health center, down to our health sciences building.
There's a lot of back and forth.
Way down there, right? Well, that's interesting. You're in this space, you capture these photos, and you exit. What do you do now? What's the next thing? You have these photos on your cameras. Walk us through. Did you do editing? Did you review it with your professor? What was the next step?
The next step for me was editing the photos and then sending them over to the professor. And then he picked and chose which ones he liked best or if he wanted more. But that's pretty much what I did afterwards, just primarily edit all the photos. I took, like, between the two cameras I had, I probably took, like, 800 photos.
Holy, how do you decide?
It's, like, a lot of – you choose one photo and they're like, if these are all similar, then you don't need these. But – I took 800 photos because I wanted to capture the moment, so it was like a lot of the continuous shutter.
Right.
And then I gave the professor probably like 10, 12 photos out of all of that.
Wow. And what was your process?
So my process was just a little bit of the same. And but I did my edits, but sometimes when I normally put I finish my edits, I normally put everything on my Instagram Reels.
Oh, okay.
So I normally put it on the reel so I could show everybody.
Oh, I bet you got a lot of feedback on that one, right?
Yeah.
How cool. Mm-hmm. How cool. Tell me a little bit about what this experience means to you and the potential you could see it helping you in your future careers.
So the fact that I was able to take pictures of a political figure, I took pictures for Mr. Aronson in the past, some political photos for him. So it really helped me build up my portfolio some more, and the fact that I was able to use those photos in my portfolio will increase my chances of getting a job taking photos for either a political figure or anybody else.
Sure.
So really just build up the portfolio helped with.
What about you?
A little bit of the same, just to build up my portfolio, because this will really be my first time really taking pictures of a political party, presidents, and everybody that was around. So yeah, it's just it was a good experience just to build up a portfolio.
So I'm going to ask you both this question. If I could say tomorrow I can have your dream person to shoot, who would that be? Elon Musk for you. Okay.
Spike Lee for me.
Oh, Spike Lee. Yeah. Okay. Both great ones. Okay. So not so much in the political realm, but still both prominent and well-known individuals in our society. That's really cool. Future dreams. I know that you're going off to four-year institutions, correct? You're going to?
Temple.
And you'll be?
I'm going to Kutztown.
Kutztown. That's correct. Do you envision, and I know this is an interesting question because I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone 5 years from now, but do you envision staying in the area and adding to the production experiences here in the Philadelphia, Montgomery County region, or do you see yourself going to New York City or down south or California? Like, what do you think might be the next steps for you in your journey?
Well, for me, after I'm done school, I more so want to go a little bit further, possibly down south and maybe somewhere that's not too hectic with film industry people, because I know, I understand it's like New York and L.A. and even Atlanta.
I was going to say, I know Atlanta's coming around, yeah.
But it's, I don't want to have too much competition. I want to have like more so like if it's 100,000 people in L.A. and New York competing for the same job, I at least want to rather compete with like at least 10, 12,000 people because I might have a better opportunity.
Well, I'm going to say to you this. How many of them can say that they took pictures of the president?
Who knows?
Right? So that might give you the edge, yeah. Right? So what about you?
I'm probably going to move down south, too. I grew up here, so it's like I want to change it up a little bit, yeah. Maybe like see what it's like down maybe Atlanta, Georgia, or I was looking in like Nashville, Tennessee,
oh, cool.
Somewhere around there.
Well, yeah. Listen, this yeah. will always be home, right? Mm-hmm. You know where the streets are, and you can always come back, so mm-hmm. that's great. I would like to close out our episode and remind everyone that we're celebrating 60 years of Monco. This is our 60th anniversary, 60 right?
Years?
60 years. 60 years we've been a college. What is one piece of advice that you would give to a potential or brand new student that's pursuing filmmaking, photography, as two soon-to-be alums of Monco? What advice would you give to them?
I would tell for newer and incoming students, I would just tell them, just be patient. Mm-hmm. Don't rush the process because I know a lot of people want everything overnight, but
right.
nothing comes overnight. You have yeah. to put in the work
yep.
and have the drive for what you want to do and just stay consistent in everything that you do.
That's wonderful. What about you?
It's a lot of team projects. So if you're going to work in this program, know that you're going to have to work with other people. You're going to have your own role in a group. People are going to have their roles.
Yeah.
So if you procrastinate, you're going to let other people in your group down. So it's best to be on top of things because everyone in the group has their own role.
That's great advice. Both great advice. Thank you both so much for being here on the podcast today. I have really felt like I was on the journey with you and in that space, and I could feel your nervousness, but also excitement and, of course, the accomplishment of adding to your portfolio and really bringing your skills that you've learned and your artistry to life as you took photos of our president here at Monco. I wish you both the very best. I have no doubt that you will continue to make great strides. Just remember, Monco helped you get to where you are and where you're supposed to be. That's the most important thing. So thank you both, and I wish you all the best. I would also like to give a special thanks to our sound recording music technology student today, Matt Frankel, who produced today's show. Thanks, Matt, for being here with us. And everyone who's listening, thank you again for taking the time to listen to Monco on the Move podcast. Check back soon for more stories from our very own Monco family. Until next time, I'm Jared Brown. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monco on the Move. Students at Montgomery County Community College working in the sound recording and music technology program record, edit, and produce this podcast. Check out mc3.edu/onthemove to listen to our latest episode or download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. You can also learn about the latest episodes by following us on social media. Have a guest in mind you think would be great for the podcast? Email Eric Devlin at edevlin@mc3.edu or Diane Van Dyke at dvandyke@mc3.edu. And come back next time to find out more about what's happening at your community college and catch our Monco momentum.